Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Omud Aleph. And we begin at the very, very top of the Omud. We're concluding the very last part of Simen Pei Hei. And we're up to the Ramah at the very top. Simen Pei Hei dealt with places that you're not allowed to read the Kriya Shema. And we had spoken about all sorts of areas like a bathroom, a bathhouse, a dirty street, a garbage dump, etc. Now, the Ramah says, Ubamakum shemutur lahare b'divrei Torah mutur lifsokdin. In a place where you're allowed, we spoke about this yesterday, we won't go back over the details, in a place where you are allowed to think divrei Torah, then a Rav would be allowed to paskin a din for somebody who asked them a question. However, ubavach lo yomar taimo shodavar, but you can't start donning back and forth and going over all the details of the halacha. The person asks you, is it permissible or not permissible for me to do this? So the Rav says yes or no. So that's the halacha that you're allowed to do in a place where you're allowed to think Torah, but to start explaining why yes, you can or cannot do something, that would be already Darmashiv Kedusha, that would be learning Torah. In these places, it's forbidden to learn Torah, but it's permitted to think Torah. Giving a psak on a din, that has the halachic status of thinking Torah and not learning Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tezvav, Kigon, for example, Mabayisim Soishal Merachatz, a middle part of the bathhouse, which we spent an entire shiur discussing the different parts of the bathhouse. So in the middle part, as long as nobody is there unclothed right now, since it doesn't have a particularly large amount of steam or hevel over there and foul smelling nature to it, but since people are there sometimes naked, so the simple psak was that you're allowed to have hirurei Torah there, albeit you're not allowed to learn Torah there according to some. That Dirshu footnote number 12 reminds us that there are machmirim that don't allow you to even give a psak over there because they don't allow hirur Torah over there as well. But the majority opinion seemed to be that you could give a psak over there, but you should do it in a way that doesn't exactly state the psak. It says no or yes, or if you would give some sort of an example of ein mishivim b'merachatz, that you shouldn't do to say you're not allowed to give an answer in a merachatz, that you're not allowed to say. Oh, kigon, the Mishnah Berurah continues, shehu ba'atzmo einu noki ligamri, if the person himself is not physically in a state of cleanliness, for example, kigon, shenoga b'yodiv mekomas mechusim, he needs to wash his hands before he will be able to learn or say divrei Torah or to daven, because he knows his hands touch someplace that was unclean. So in this situation, it would be allowed to give a psak, yes or no to something, but he shouldn't learn Torah. If a person's hands or other parts of his body are considered halachically filthy, afilu hirur asur, then if there really is dirt upon them, there actually is mamoshes over here, migufo mitunafos mamish, so then the person wouldn't even be allowed to think Torah and therefore shouldn't paskin in this situation. But if it's just a situation where he's not allowed to learn Torah but he's allowed to think Torah, so then he could give a psak over here. Dishu footnote number 13 has some additional points. It's down in the Das of the Chazon Ish, who says that to answer Amen to a bracha that you hear, as long as you're not trying to be Yotze with that bracha, a person could answer Amen in this area where you're allowed to think Torah. However, if the person is intending to be Yotze with that bracha, then you have the problem of Shomea Ka'one, it's as if you said it, and you wouldn't be allowed to talk Torah or Dvarim Shabikdusha in that place. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin writes, Lifsok din, a person is allowed to, based upon the Ramah, to give a psak din in these places, because they have a kmo hearer, because this has the same halachic status as hearer. Shemachashiv etam b'libo, because you may be thinking all your calculations as to why the item is permissible or not permissible, and therefore you're only thinking Torah, and that's permissible. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, look in Simen Mem Zayin, Siv Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha there, where this has been discussed previously, and the issue footnote number 15 reminds us that this was a din in regards to, can a person give a psak din before Birchas HaTorah? So while the Vilna Gaon had paskined over there that a person is not allowed to give a psak din before he says Birchas HaTorah, that's because the Vilna Gaon holds that you're not allowed to learn even in your mind. Hearer is also before you say Birchas HaTorah. But over here, the Bir Halacha explains that the Vilna Gaon would allow a person to give a psak din in this situation because it's like hearer. And you are allowed to be Maharer Divrei Torah over here, as opposed to before Birchas HaTorah, the Vilna Gaon says you're not allowed to be Maharer Divrei Torah, and that's why even the Vilna Gaon would say over here that a person could give a psak din in a place where you're allowed to be Maharer Torah, even though you can't say Dvar Mishabikdusha. That concludes Simen Pei Hei. Now we go to Simen Pei Vav. Shetzorich laharchik min amayim sruchim. A person has to distance himself from foul-smelling waters. It's only one sif, and the Mechaber starts and he says, mayim sruchim, foul-smelling water, or O may mishra, or water that is being used to soak shishorin behem pishton o kanbus, which you soak flax or cotton in them. And these are very foul-smelling waters. The Gemara talks about this in a number of places. So the Mechaber writes, "Sorich lahayachik mehem kemo minat so." A person has to distance himself from these foul-smelling waters the same way that one has to distance himself from excrement. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph writes, "Mayim sruchim al kain also mikvos." He therefore says, "Those mikvos shemei mehin sruchim b'yemosakayitz," that those mikvos have very foul-smelling waters in the summer months. Lomi boye doasul of arapasocha. Not only can you not make a bracha in such a mikvah, however, afilu hachok kitzol b'inam. You have to distance yourself from such a foul-smelling body of water before you're allowed to even make a bracha. Medavki masriach. And how far do you have to distance yourself depends on if this is something that normally a person would be bothered by. Even as Dirshu footnote 1 says, you may be used to that odor, and as we previously discussed, if you're used to the odor, it doesn't bother you. That's not the categorization that we use over here. We say if a normal person would be disturbed by this odor, even though you're not, you go by the normal person. So ginoshim, amshichim lomayim sruchim v'royim. So if you have some sort of a flow of water that's containing into your garden over here, foul-smelling water, v'smuch lebeis haknesses, and it's near a shul. So the Mishnah Berurah says, afim kodma, even if that came first, balagin tzorich l'harchik, even though the shul came afterwards, this owner of this orchard over here has to divert his stream of this foul-smelling irrigation water some other way so as not to be near the shul. The heavy milso di sur, because it would be not permissible to daven in such a place because of such foul-smelling waters. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis, he writes, Mei Mishra, is flax-soaked water, shemasriach, it's very foul-smelling. The koshikein, Mishra shokovsin, and certainly if you're dealing over here with waters that are being used to launder, shemachabsin behem bigde kitanim sheish behem tzoa. And certainly if you're laundering over here clothing or diapers, in the olden days when they actually had non-disposable diapers, they would reuse the diapers. So if you're soaking in a body of water such dirty clothing or dirty diapers, so you certainly wouldn't be allowed to daven within dalet amos of the smell from this area. Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes that one has to distance himself 4 amos from such waters, kemo tzoa, just like tzoa. So wrote Salomar, he means to say, lefonim kilomena, in front of you, you have to distance yourself from not seeing this, it has to be out of your vision from in front of you. If it's to the side or behind you, then you'd have to distance yourself 4 amos from where the smell dissipates. He then brings down the Prima Gadim, because of the Prima Gadim, the Yisuru Humina Torah, Kimo Tzoa. And this is a Torah law, just like excrement is a Torah law. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kosova El Yeraba Vuhuva Bi Prima Gadim. The El Yeraba writes, which is brought down in the Prima Gadim, the Martifos Hayayin Sheish Reach Rama Ufosh. If you have these canisters or barrels of wine that have in them a foul smell because they've spoiled the Kotzbe and it's disgusting to him, also Likros Kriyashma. A person wouldn't be allowed to read Kriyashma in the presence of such vinegary smelling, foul smelling barrels of wine. Vuadin Kokai Gavda. And this would be true for any foul smelling substance like this that's spoiled. Yeshu footnote number 2 brings down that an item that is naturally foul-smelling, such as naft, for example, things like that, even though they're disgusting, a person does not have to distance himself from them because they didn't spoil. He says, "Rak mima shenisrach machmas ifush." Only something that is spoiled, you have to distance yourself from it. But a foul-smelling thing like naft, one would not have to necessarily distance himself from it if it's not disturbing him. Then he says, "What about from vomit?" So that certainly has a foul smell. So he brings down Rabbi Kiva Eger that says, "Sha'afshu mos." It's certainly disgusting. One halachically doesn't have to distance himself from such a smell if he's able to concentrate on his davening. And we talked about previously, and it's brought down here again in the footnote, what happens if a person has foul odor in his mouth, he has halitosis, bad breath, or if a person has a bad body odor to him. So these halachas we discussed previously, there is some achlokis on some of these things, ayin sham, in this footnote for those halachic reminders. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this siman with the Rambam. And he brings down the Rambam from Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Tes, Mashma Demutter. He disagrees with this halacha and says that it's permissible. And he says, "Rak gedolei hachachamim hayunisarim mizeh beis hatefillah." And only great individuals would be careful not to do this while they were davening. This is the lashon of the Rambam in Dirshu footnote number 3. "Gedolei hachachamim lo yu mispalim bebayis sheish bo shechar velo bebayis sheish bo morios beish ifshu." The great individuals wouldn't go and daven in a house that had beer or fish brine that had spoiled, because of its foul smell, even though technically the place is nothing wrong with the place. So this is a chumrah that the Rambam brings down that the Mishnah Berurah quotes as halacha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, lepelish lo he'iru, he says, a pellet that nobody here writes down what the Rambam says. Tisha footnote number 4 does address this and brings down in Siman Reish Chav Zayin in the Shaar HaTzion there, who addresses this Shaila, and he says that we're talking here about a bias that has this foul-smelling odor from the fish brine, let's say, but it's not that strong. And the Elu El Yeraba Oser b'mkom sharei hara chazok yoser. The El Yeraba is oser only if it's a very strong foul odor, and that would be lochei nechshavim kimavos hametunofos, because it has the odor of a dumpster, of a foul smell, and that's what is the difference between these two halachos. So it's a very foul smell, then one should stay away from it. That concludes Siman Pei Vav, and now we start Siman Pei Zayin. Min grav shori. How far does one have to distance himself from a container like a chamber pot or a urinal that is specifically designated for excrement or urine? And the Mechaber starts off and he says, grav shori, a chamber pot, a container that is used specifically to collect excrement, or v'ovet shomei reglayim, or a portable urinal that is used to collect the urine from a person. If they're made of cheres, oshalates, if they're made out of earthenware or out of wood, then tzorich laharchik mehem kemo mitzoa, afilu hitil behemayim. Then a person has to distance himself from these collection basins, the distance that one would have to distance himself from excrement, which is the Dalet Amos that we've been talking about in front of you from as far as you can see. And this is true, the Mechaber said, even if you were to pour water into it. We normally said that if you pour water onto urine on the ground, that is halachically dissipating the water. The water dissipates the urine, even though there's urine still there, it's extant, but the water halachically is mevatalit. But that's not true if that urine is in this urinal. And certainly not true with excrement. That's the first din that the Mechaber says over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, he expands upon this din and he says, afilu im ato em bem klum, if this grav shori'i, or this ovish amei raglayim, doesn't have any foul item inside of it. There's no excrement or urine inside it right now. And furthermore, afilu heim ruchutzim yofi, even if they're washed out very well, mi bifim, umi bachutz, from the inside and the outside, unikim legamri, and they're totally clean, and they don't have a foul odor, this halacha applies. You're not allowed to daven within the presence, Dalet Amos, or in front of you at all, seeing it in the presence of a chamber pot over here, or a urinal. As we'll see later on, this is because these have the shame of being a dover mos. They're specifically designated for these activities, and therefore it's worse than the actual urine, certainly, and it's as bad as the excrement. We'll talk about this more in a few moments. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, if it's a urinal, shomei raglayim, v'makli miyuchod gam kim tash mishacher. However, if this urinal or this chamber pot also has other purposes that it's used for, for example, gagon lishpoch l'soch l'shofkin, you also pour into a dirty water. They didn't have plumbing, so they'd have dirty water in the house, they'd pour it into this bucket. And this bucket would be used for urine, but it would also be used to collect the dirty water that they would have from, let's say, washing the floor. So im ein bot soa, if it doesn't have any excrement in it, v'lo reach ra, it doesn't have a foul smell in it, since it's not dafka miyuchad for a urinal, therefore, mutter, one would be permitted to daven in the presence of this container, again, assuming it has no excrement or urine inside of it, and it's not foul-smelling. V'chein, furthermore, im b'kol pam shemashtin nosin l'socho revi'is mayim, if every time you urinate into it, you then pour it into it a revi'is mayim, so then mutter im ein magia mimeno reach ra, then you've nullified the urine inside of it. Again, it's not designated specifically as a urinal, so even if there's urine inside of it, but you've nullified the urine and there's no foul smell to it, you would be permitted to daven in front of this urinal as well. Again, it's not specifically a urinal, this collection area that's used for other things as well. If it was a urinal, as we said, it wouldn't be good. V'nir Ali, the Mishnah Berurah then concludes and he says, it appears to me, the bazeh, in this situation, im magia reach ra min akli, if however it does have a foul smell still from the urine, even though the water is poured into it, dino ka'ovit mamish, then it would have the halachic status of a actual ovit, an actual urinal. And v'tzorach l'hachik dalet amos mimokom shekol areach, and you have to distance yourself 4 amos from the point where the smell dissipated. And he said, look in the bir halacha, where this is discussed in much greater detail. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to distance yourself from these chamber pots and urinals just like you would halachically from tzora, which means, as we've already mentioned multiple times, in front of you, lefonov, kimlo enov, as far as you can see, uliachorov, to your sides and behind you, dalet amos mimokom shekol areach, 4 amos from the point where the smell dissipates. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Umashma midivrei harbe achronim." It's clear from the opinion of many achronim in the Shaar HaTzion. He brings down this is the Prima Godim, the Chayodim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and others. So he writes, "The maskim midivrei harabeinu Yona." They all agree with the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yona. That is, "The min haTorah osur graf va'ovit." That these chamber pots and this urinal are also min haTorah. Even though urine itself, as we've already pointed out, urine is only also be deraisa when it's coming out of the person in the flow. But the urine afterwards is only an issa derabanan. Nevertheless, this urinal or the chamber pot, which has no excrement inside it, is actually on a stricter level than the urine. The kivan demiyuchad lazeh, this is what we talked about before, and here's what we see it inside of the Mishnah Berurah. It's designated for this excrement, and therefore, hevel kebeis kisei. It now has the halachic status of being a bathroom. As we said already previously, in a bathroom, you're not allowed to daven and say dvarim shebikdusha, even if there's no excrement in the bathroom right now. And therefore, v'chein, therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, lo mahani behen, gam kein hatolos mayim. It won't help you to pour in water because it's a bathroom. You can't just clean the bathroom out, even if the bathroom is perfectly clean, even if the urinal is perfectly clean. If you fill it up totally, so it's totally covered up in water, that's still not good. And if in fact the person did daven in the presence of this chamber pot, choser, you have to go back. This is true in a situation where you should have thought about that maybe there's a chamber pot over there and you should have looked for it. That you should have thought about it. You're in a hospital and you're in an area where you know that there are chamber pots. You can't just assume there's nothing there. And you're diving in a dark room and then you turn on the light and you see the four chamber pots over there. So le'inyan shah brachos, in regards to other brachos, that we'll learn in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, and we'll learn those halachos when we get to that point. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, and if you saw, in fact, this thing, it was in your direct vision in front of you, then you don't have to go back. You shouldn't read in front of that item, you should turn away. But if you only found it out afterwards, you don't have to go back. As we've already learned in Siman Pei Aleph, Siv Beis, and Mishnah Berurah, go and look over there. The Yishuv footnote number 5 over here brings down another reason why the urinal is specifically a worse situation than the urine itself. Since it's designated as a urinal, it undoubtedly absorbs more and is more foul-smelling than urine normally is even by itself, and that's why the urinal has a different status than the urine itself. The Yishuv footnote number 1 has a couple of other interesting halachos. It says, Graf Shori Chodosh, a brand new urinal that hasn't been used yet. Chazonish writes, and this is also corroborated by the Kaf HaChaim, that one is halachically lechatril allowed to read against this thing because we say hazmono lav milsi, and this is true even if it's an earthenware container, which we'll learn in tomorrow's share. Earthenware containers have a different halachic status that is worse. And at the end of the footnote, he brings down what happens if you have diapers. Again, in the olden days, they used to have reusable diapers, not the disposable ones today. So if you're using diapers and they're clean, that have been laundered, so the Igris Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes, Mutulikro Kriyashma Kinegdom, if a mother or father is in a house where there are diapers stacked on a shelf. So they're used diapers, but they're clean now, so one could daven against them l'chachila. And certainly in regards to the Pampers and other diapers that we have today that are disposable, that certainly have not been used. So then Rav Yashiv says, also mutul lomar kinegdom dvarim shebikdusha. A person or family has diapers in the house, you're allowed to learn against those unused diapers. This concludes today's share.